looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So James, before we went on the air today, you told me that today is the Get Up You Bum edition of the Encouraging Prayer. Like, maybe you better explain that.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to think boxing movie. You imagine that scene where the boxer is down and the ref starts what's called the long count, and he's counting to 10, and the trainer is there on the side, you know, like Burgess Meredith from the Rocky movies, or the trainer from Cinderella Man, one of my favorite movies. And he starts shouting something like, "Get up, you know, get up, you bum. You're going to let that knock you down? Get up and give it right back." So for this talk, you can kind of think of me as that ugly, hard-nosed boxing trainer encouraging you to get back in the ring with your prayers.
I'm laughing. But I think you're onto something here. I mean, we really need this because we'd face serious adversity when we pray.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if the devil can keep us from prayer, he can defeat us on so many levels, because then he's got us living in our own strength instead of God's.
Oh, that's really true.
You know, the devil will try to overpower us and discourage us in so many ways, but we still have it in us to win, not in our strength, but in God's. And that's where prayer matters so much.
You know, I hear believers admit all the time that they're not really good at praying.
You're right. You know, I do too. I hear that all the time. And that's why this is a get up, you bum kind of talk. You might not be very good at praying, but what? You know, you're just going to quit? I mean, are you going to lie down and take it? Or are you going to fight back? Because if you've received Jesus, if His Spirit is at work in you, you have it in you to win.
So it really depends on what you're emphasizing, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, if you're looking at yourself and the number of times you mess up when it comes to prayer and allow that to keep you discouraged, it's hard to win that way. But I was reading something this past week I found so encouraging. My friend David Beatty, another pastor whom you know, recommended a book of John Newton's letters to me. And John Newton, you may recall, was the author of Amazing Grace.
I do. And he has an amazing story. I mean, he was a sailor and a slave trader, and then the Lord saved him, and he later became a pastor involved in abolishing slavery from the British Empire.
Right. And in this letter, he tells another pastor friend who's been writing about his own difficulty praying, "I think I could match you and overmatch you on coldness and wanderings in secret prayer. But in prayer, I am to confess my sins and depravity, which I could not honestly do unless I felt them."
Wow. I mean, wow, there's a lot there. I mean, first, a strong believer like Newton is saying he finds prayer tough sometimes. But then he also says what he does about it. He confesses it, tells God about it, and keeps on going.
There's a good thing in that. You know, when we're mindful, of our own weaknesses. So he wants to keep his focus, though, in all of that on God. And And if our prayer is going to be real and move the heart of God, it's got to be that way. You know, you think about it, it's got to be humble. If we come to God saying, I'm such a prayer warrior, you know, then really? I mean, be careful. But if we come humbly confessing any sin in our hearts and minds, mindful of our dependence on Him in everything, then it's then that we're praying the right way. And that's actually one of the reasons why Newton was such a powerful believer. In that same letter, he mentioned a poem he wrote about struggling with prayer. And I looked it up, and these are some of the things he says. "'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? If I pray or hear or read, sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you?" There's a lot more to it, but man, what an honest poem, you know? And then he ends with these words. It's a prayer. "Let me love thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today."
Wow, and I love that, like praying, "Lord, even though I'm a bum, I want to belong to you. I really do. So help me to get up and keep praying."
That's right. Because here's the thing. If we belong to Jesus, His Spirit is going to be at work within us to show us how much we need Him every day and how the battle really is in His strength. And our adversary, the devil, will try to discourage us in some of those same places, emphasizing our weakness, you know? But this is never an excuse to keep on sinning, to keep on in that weakness. God is faithful, and we have to keep going, keep praying, asking Him to help us, love Him more. And the beautiful thing is, He always will.
Yeah, and I like what you said earlier about this. We have it in us to win because He's right there, and He'll never leave us.
And that's an important point here. If we are maturing in our faith and getting closer to Jesus as we walk with Him through life, we're going to become more aware of those moments where we can do better, you know, because our hearts will become more sensitive to Him. That's the very thing Newton is writing about. And what he goes through shows us how we can live more dependently on Jesus in the moment and grow in our praying. You know, you feel weak in your praying, just talk with God about it. Go right there, right now, you know, because He's faithful. We can really make progress.
So it's not just get up, you bum. It's rise up, you child of God.
Exactly. Or as the old hymn put it, "Rise up, O church of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Keep your eyes on Him, keep going, keep praying, and you will overcome in His strength."
Yeah, thanks, James. Let's pray that we do just that. Jesus, I'm encouraged to just say, help me. Lord, you know I struggle with that same wandering and not getting on point and all these things that we've been describing today. And the beautiful thing is I know you can come through. And I know you want us to be closer and you want us to have that relationship. Lord, we pray that you would help us all to grow in that we might be lights to others, that they too would share in the amazing fellowship with you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.